This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities in Paris said Thursday that it will ban an anti-vaccination convoy from holding protest in the French capital. About 200 protesters had set out from the southern city of Nice Wednesday in what they call a freedom convoy that would have converged on Paris and Brussels to demand an end to COVID-19 restrictions. Inspired by truck drivers who have virtually shut down the Canadian capital of Ottawa and blocked a U.S.-Canadian border crossing. The demonstrators describe themselves as opponents of France's health passport that was introduced earlier this year and prevents people who are unvaccinated against COVID-19 from going to restaurants, theaters, cinemas, and other venues. The Freedom Convoy was scheduled to arrive in Paris Friday and last through next Monday. New Zealand police on Thursday arrested more than 50 people and began forcefully removing hundreds of protesters camped outside its parliament building for the last 3 days to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates and tough coronavirus restrictions. Inspired by the demonstrations in Canada, several thousand protesters have blocked streets near the parliament building in Wellington with trucks, cars, and motorcycles. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern Thursday told the protesters to move on, saying they are not a reflection of what the majority in the country feels. New Zealand spared itself from the worst of the pandemic by closing its borders and implementing strict lockdowns from the beginning. U.S. news outlets say the Department of Homeland Security is warning that truck drivers in the United States are potentially planning to block roads in major metropolitan areas in protest of vaccine mandates in the coming days. A DHS bulletin distributed to law enforcement agencies warns a convoy of protesting trucks will potentially begin in California as early as mid-February. This is VOA News. At least 6 people were killed in the Somali capital Thursday in a suspected suicide bombing at a restaurant near a security checkpoint leading to the presidential palace, a security official said. That official told AFP the area was densely populated and some of the victims, mostly civilians, are seriously wounded. He said 6 people died and 12 were injured. Uganda said Thursday a ruling by the International Court of Justice ordering it to pay $325 million in reparations to the Democratic Republic of Congo was, quote, unfair and wrong, end quote. Wednesday's ruling by the UN's top court came 17 years after the court ruled that Uganda had to pay reparations for its role in the brutal conflicts in the DRC that lasted from 1998 to 2003. The ruling was a blow to the DRC, which was seeking more than $11 billion in compensation. The court ruled that the DRC had failed to prove its African neighbor was directly responsible for any more than 15,000 of the hundreds of thousands of people believed to have died in the war. Prince Charles, the eldest son of heir to Queen Elizabeth II, is isolating after testing positive for coronavirus for the second time, his office said Thursday. A statement on his Twitter page said His Royal Highness is deeply disappointed not to be able to attend an event in Winchester. He was due to unveil a statue in the southern city later Thursday. Impatient states in the United States aren't waiting for Washington as public frustration with pandemic restrictions grows, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With the nation weary of pandemic restrictions, 3 more governors, including 2 Democrats, announced plans Wednesday to end mask mandates. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul.
The trends are very, very, very positive.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
February 28th, we will lift the indoor mask requirement.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts.
It's another big step forward.
Earlier this week, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware made similar announcements. Meanwhile, Canadian truckers continue their blockade, protesting Canada's COVID restrictions. In Washington, Republican Senator Ted Cruz chimed in.
The Canadian truckers are standing up for freedom.
I'm Mike Gracia.
The Philippines has lifted a nearly 2-year ban on foreign travelers and a life-saving boost for its tourism and related industries as an Omicron-fueled surge eases. Fully vaccinated travelers who tested negative for the virus will also no longer be required to quarantine upon arrival. The government also ended a system that banned travelers from the worst-hit countries. The Pacific Archipelago imposed one of the world's longest lockdowns and strictest mandatory quarantine periods. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.